If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
God is ready to break those chains off your hands and feet and walk you right past the guards of this world, the flesh, and Satan, and give you the freedom to do his will. You must pray and obey.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, the summer after my seventh grade started out for me with a bang, or perhaps it would be better to say crack. Now get ready to cringe. It was the sound of my left leg hitting the ground and breaking in two with the sound of a limb of a tree cracking off, a sound so loud my parents heard it 100 yards away within a semi-enclosed pavilion. You see, we were at our church's Sunday school picnic, and I had just been coaxed by my foolhardy youth leader to join him and a couple other older youth to stand, not sit, stand on top of an old spring-based playground contraption called the double teeter board. Well, I was first off. Well, I spent the night in excruciating pain, so much that when my youth leader showed up the next morning before my surgery, I could not even get words out to tell him what a lousy idea this was and how he owed me big. It felt like someone had just chained me up on both sides. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I could hardly even think. Well, the rest of the summer was pretty shot as far as activity went. But even that week in the hospital proved life-changing as I read some of the most influential biographies upon my life that still impact me today. And the rest of the summer was likewise. Well, today on Wings of the Morning, we are going to hear about someone else who was chained on both sides, yet God used his chains to teach him. Right now, listen to Zach Williams sing a most appropriate message, Chain Breaker.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify, testify.
In the 12th chapter of the book of Acts in the Bible, we read about what was happening to the disciples of Jesus in the early days of the church. King Herod, yes, another Herod, the grandson of Herod the Great, who tried to kill Jesus, and the nephew of Herod Antipas, who killed John the Baptist, you remember that, wanted to gain favor with the Jewish leaders. So he grabbed the apostle James, the brother of John, remember James and John? And he cut off his head. Then it says, when he saw that this pleased the Jews, that is the Jewish leadership at the time, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. So here's Peter. One of his best friends and colleague in ministry is taken by this terrorist king and beheaded. And now he is being set up for the same thing. He is put between two soldiers, chained probably to each of them and to himself, and behind bar after bar in the depths of the highest guarded prison in Jerusalem. He can't move. He is being terrorized. But then we read that the church is praying earnestly for him to God. I'm sure he's praying too. So it's not entirely surprising that despite all this, he goes to sleep. Sleep. Rest. I'm sure he was concerned, but somehow, because of the Holy Spirit of God at work within him and what he had already seen God do, not the least of which was the resurrection of Jesus, he could trust God enough to sleep. Then it says this, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, put your clothes on and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me. Peter followed him out of the prison. And then it says that Peter actually thought that this was a vision and not real. As they passed by multiple guards and watched the gate open by itself and him walking down the street, and then finally it dawned on him. It was real. He went down to the house where John and Jesus' mother, Mary, and all the others were staying and praying. Peter had been placed in the most dire circumstances as far as this world was concerned. He had no hope. He should not have been able to sleep. I wouldn't have. Certainly, he was not going to have the chains drop from his wrists. Get up and get dressed. Put on his shoes. Walk past guards without a key to open the secured gate of the most secure prison, and then walk down the street. This was so unexpected, even by those who were praying in that house, so that when he showed up, they thought it wasn't him, but his angel. You know, the message here is that the circumstances, even the most severe circumstances of this world, of our situations, are not determinative in God's economy. God had other plans for Peter. The church was praying and submitting to God. Peter was submitted to God and obedient. So when the most important powers of this world determined to kill him, they could not. When they determined to stop him, they could not. When they determined to restrict him in every way imaginable, they took everything from him: people, clothes, shoes, freedom, light, food, movement, etc. They didn't get the chance to take his tongue or eyes or kill him. And all their restrictions were wiped out. You know, God is ready to break those chains off your hands and feet and walk you right past the guards of this world, the flesh, and Satan, and give you the freedom to do his will. But you must pray and obey. You know, I know you're chained up by something. Most people are. But give yourself to Jesus. Give him your all. And he will break those chains, like the song says. He's a chain breaker. So why don't you pray with me right now? Dear Jesus, I'm so bound up with chains, I don't know what to do. Will you come and break my chains? Will you come and forgive me of all my sin? Come inside me and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, why don't you call me or write me? You can do that. Call me, write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, 877-306-4663. You can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. Write to me. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.